This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is the War in Ukraine Daily. I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. As Russia's campaign in eastern Ukraine grinds on, the UK is the latest country to commit to sending heavier weapons to the Ukrainian side. After the Biden administration announced it's sending multiple rocket launcher systems, the UK said it's sending similar missile launchers capable of matching the Russian artillery barrages that now rain down on Ukrainian cities in the Donbas. This has clearly caught the attention of Vladimir Putin, the Russian leader warning the US and Britain not to send longer range rockets to Ukraine. He says that'll lead to Russia launching more bombing attacks. Of course, all of Ukraine already living under the threats of attacks. Just this weekend, several missiles slammed into targets in Kyiv, the first time the capital has been bombed in at least a month. Will Western countries be intimidated by the posturing, or at this point in a war that's dragged on for nearly 4 months, is there not much fear of Russian retaliation? Kenneth Ledford is the Central and Eastern European expert, chair of the Department of History at Case Western Reserve University in Ohio. I spoke to him along with my colleague Rob Archer. So what do you make of where we are with this war right now? Some fierce fighting in some areas continues, but in others, it's almost de facto annexation by the Russians. They've dug in, but no one can move one way or the other. So you've got the rocket attacks that continue.
I think your assessment is really pretty right. The issue has been that the Russians have longer range missiles and artillery, as well as some air-launched missiles that the Ukrainians don't have. So that the United States and Britain have provided first howitzers with an 18-mile range, and now the HIMARS system with a 40-mile range. What Putin has done is said that if you give longer range missiles, I'll strike new targets I've not hit before. He's left vague whether those are targets in the western part of Ukraine or whether he will move the violence outside of Ukraine itself. I think the latter is a bluff. This is sort of strategic ambiguity.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he wants to widen this beyond Ukraine, I don't think he's got any room to maneuver there, only because, as we were expecting when this all started, is that Ukraine was going to hold out for a week or so and then fall, but that did not happen. And every time we expected this vaunted, great, powerful Russian military to win all these battles, and it just did not seem to work. It's like there was no there by the time Russia's military went in. So they've got these long-range missiles and everything, so why? I mean, still, the question is, why haven't they used all the power they supposedly have to finish the job in Ukraine that they want to do? And Ukraine is just really kind of showing them up on the world stage.
Ukraine has really performed better, I think, than most anybody expected them to, including British and U.S. intelligence at the beginning of the war. I think they were underestimated on at least three grounds. First, Many of their ground forces have trained with U.S. forces since 2014 in what has been a pretty serious war that's been going on in the east in the Donbas, but which has fallen under the radar screen in the United States because of our distraction with domestic events. Second, the quick provision of particularly Stinger missiles have made it really difficult for Russian flyers to penetrate deeply into Ukraine, so that they're sending long-range missiles from a standoff position in the airspace of Belarus or Russia itself. And third, I think that Volodymyr Zelensky has surprised everybody with his sort of Churchillian kind of leadership that has caused public opinion and spirits in Ukraine to rally around him and has really created a new anti-Russian Ukrainian national identity.
In terms of losses on the Russian side, do you think that's gotten back to the population there at some point? I mean, parents are going to wonder where their sons are and realize that the numbers, they aren't adding up.
It's difficult to tell, but there is some evidence that this is beginning to be reported back. Putin particularly is looking for new recruits and is increasing the conscription calls, and that sends a message throughout society and all the rest of Russia that things aren't going well. But that, you know, Russia still has a substantially larger population than Ukraine. So that does this mean that this could be trench-like warfare for a long period of time. In the United States, after the two wars in Iraq, both of which went astoundingly quickly in the initial stages, we've been sort of spoiled. But this one is much more like earlier wars in the 20th century.
Kenneth Ledford, Central and Eastern Europe experts and chair of Department of History at Case Western. This is an Odyssey original. You can find us and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and on Stitcher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.